This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
Jay.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And this is unusual. Generally, you're sitting here and I'm sitting there.
Yeah, I don't know if we've done it this way before.
Once or twice.
Have we? Okay.
But you're still having some
under the weather.
Throat issues, yep. But you know, good enough to still be on the radio.
Yep.
And that's good because you've got some rather interesting show prep, and we're actually going to start with one of your topics because it's, you know, kind of been a thing for the last several days, and that would be United Airlines, specifically some of the memes that have popped up.
Now, we went through a bunch of them last night. Johnson had collected several of them and lots of tweets. The new United slogan tweets. But I wanted to talk about the airplane meme. Now, for those that don't know, Airplane.
The movie Airplane from like the late 70s?
I think it was 1980.
Okay. Leslie Nielsen, Richard Stack.
Robert Stack.
Yeah. Robert, Richard, close enough.
Both have passed on at this point, so a lot of the cast no longer with us.
Robert Stack used to host Unsolved Mysteries.
Right.
That was my favorite show as a kid.
That was my first sort of interactions, not really the right word, but my first exposure was him hosting Unsolved Mysteries, and then I see him in this comedy and I was like, what's the guy from Unsolved Mysteries doing trying to be funny?
And he was hilarious. So
you picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue.
I love that movie. I got to say, I think Airplane is, of course, seeing these memes make me want to watch it again. But, I mean, of all the great comedy movies, Airplane's got to be the...
It's a classic.
Laugh a minute. A laugh a minute. Zucker, Abram Zucker, those were the guys who produced and directed the Airplane, the Naked Gun series, Hot Shots. I mean, there were so many different movies that they made. I don't know what happened to them. Maybe they just got tired of it or they, you know, used up all the jokes at this point. But they used to just basically throw every joke they possibly could at the screen as quickly as possible and just, you know, see what stuck.
We need to take some pictures, and then they just start grabbing things off of the wall.
So many great puns, so much great humor, and slapstick comedy.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
If you've never seen Airplane, go ahead, add it to your Netflix list. Go do what you need to see that movie, because it's hilarious.
I was just thinking I got to watch that, because I remember watching it years ago, but I just can't remember anything from it. I was never really much into TV and stuff, so I just...
It's so funny. So what were you saying?
That there's a specific screenshot from this film that has started passing around because of the United situation. And for anybody that has not paid attention to the news over the last couple of days, there was a United Airlines flight from Chicago to Louisville where they said, we need some volunteers because we have to get some non-rev passengers onto the plane because they have to be in Louisville and you don't. And, well, they didn't have enough volunteers, and so then they literally drug a guy off the plane, and then, you know, sort of like Mick Foley style from WWF, WWE back in the 90s, sort of, you know, like, bites his way off the stretcher and stumbles back onto the plane somehow, and then they completely evacuate the plane. Everybody get off the plane, and we're going to reboard. And so, you know, people are poking fun at United, and I would say justifiably so. And there's a freeze frame from the movie Airplane
It's not a freeze frame. It wouldn't be funny if it were just a freeze frame, because then it would only work for people who know the scene. So it's actually an animated GIF or a video.
Oh, okay.
So there's two different ones that I've seen.
Okay, I've not seen that particular meme.
Yeah, there's one of them where it's just Leslie Nielsen shaking the woman in her seat. And then there's another one where they took basically the whole scene, and they overlaid United Airlines training video. And you know, for those that aren't familiar, it's Leslie Nielsen, who is a hilarious comic actor.
Yes,
he's one of the main roles in the movie. And this woman is hysterical on the airline for some reason. I don't remember what the reason was. He just tries to get in there to calm her down. He's a doctor, right? Like, so he goes in there to calm her down, and he ends up just shaking her violently, like, you know, never shake a baby, and shaking her and then slapping her.
Isn't there a line of people lined up behind him to do the same thing?
Right. There's like a nun carrying a gun behind him and like, a bunch of guys with different weapons, and it's just hilarious. The way it escalates, it's just a brilliant
scene.
And
apparently this actress is still alive
and
has come out about what is it like to become a meme.
Right. Actress and Upper West Side, this is from DNAinfo.com. Actress and Upper West Sider Lee Bryant wasn't expecting the barrage of emails, text messages, and phone calls that she received from friends Monday and Tuesday after news broke that a United Airlines passenger was forcibly removed from his overbooked flight on Sunday, decades after her starring role in the iconic slap scene. And really, it was more of a small supporting role than anything else,
right?
But very memorable. From the 1980 comedy Airplane, in which a terrified Ms. Hammond is shaken and slapped by a series of airplane passengers, each more preposterously unsuited to violently calm her fears than the last, found new life in an online meme this week when it was overlaid with the text United Airlines training video. While the incident that sparked the meme's creation struck her as absurd and horrendous, she said, adding that the security officer who dragged the passenger down the aisle in real life appeared out of control, she still thinks the airplane scene remains hilarious. Bryant, who's now 71, she continues to act while running her 20-year-old interior design business on West 78th Street in New York, told DNA Info New York, quote, "It was great fun to do in the first place, and it's still funny. It still works. It's just funny to be part of it," unquote. And here's the interesting part of the story. Bryant, the actress, takes the credit for the slaps. The original script only called for shaking, but the actress approached directors Jim Abrams and David Zucker with the idea to elevate the physical comedy a step beyond while shooting, she recalled. She says, quote, "I said this classic thing is that this hysterical person gets slapped. How about we do that and get somebody else, like a nun, to come in that you wouldn't expect?" So she gets the credit for that, one of the funniest scenes in the movie. She also said the scene's a little close to home. She has a United flight to Los Angeles booked for May 2nd. Asked whether she'd boycott the airline, she said she didn't know. This isn't United's first public relations crisis in the last few weeks. Apparently, in late March, the airline also incited an angry furor on social media after barring two legging-clad teenage girls.
Okay, so before you get into whatever they say about that, those two teenage girls wearing leggings were non-rev passengers.
Okay.
And there's a dress code for non-rev passengers. Non-rev being non-revenue.
Why were they non-revenue?
They were probably flying on like a buddy pass, like my former girlfriend.
They might have been flying on that, or they could have been dependent of a United employee.
I see.
So there are a variety of reasons that someone...
So if you pay for a ticket, you can wear leggings?
Yes!
Well,
yes!
The idea is like with...
stupid.
My former girlfriend's uncle worked for Delta, and when she would fly back and forth from Colorado to Connecticut, he was like, "You have to dress up like business class, wear like, dress slacks or a long skirt.
Business casual."
Okay.
So slacks and a button up.
Yeah.
Because you're representing the airline, essentially, is
I see.
What was said.
And they will actually, they'll let you on wearing, flip-flops and shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
If you're non-rev, as long as it's not a first class or business class seat.
I see.
If it's a first class or business class seat, and that's what the rules were when I worked for an airline 7 years ago, if it was a first class seat, sorry, you've got to go put on nicer clothes before we let you on representing this company.
So anyway, all she had to say about that was that the leggings incident with kids, for heaven's sake, I can't imagine what their stock is doing now. And indeed, it did drop, I believe, the next day after the dragon.
Yes, it did. I've seen that it's down about $1 billion over the last couple of days.
Yikes.
But on the thing with the leggings, people are totally ignoring the fact that those were non-rev passengers that were not complying with the dress code for non-rev passengers. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Jay.
Ian.
And as you may or may not know, healthcare is completely messed up in this country. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Sure, health insurance does pay for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Doesn't that actually incentivize illness instead of health? Well, finally, there's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. And as you know, HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the other doctors are doing. How about getting a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling in from Baltimore listening online. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Daryl. You know, Ian has a real problem with dressing properly. He just feels that it's a depressive thing that he should have to adhere to any type of societal norm, even if it's to his detriment, even if doing something simple would get him so much further in his noble pursuit. He's like some of the kids on my post as a cop where, you know, they were great kids, they weren't bad, and I walk up to them, they pull your damn pants up. Because you just set a bad example.
And I've never had to tell Ian to pull his pants up.
Yeah, well, thank God. I'll tell you, you know, you didn't, and he wouldn't have his pants like that. But every once in a while, if you watch the feed during the breaks, he's got some pretty hot girls, or maybe it's one who just changed her look that comes in is all over him. Who is that girl, Ian?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, Renee was my girlfriend, but she's not right now.
I actually saved some of the clips. It's not that often, but I was sitting here during a break, and boy, this girl was all over you, and you kind of...
This must have been a long time. This must have been a while back.
Is he talking about Jazzy?
Maybe.
Because she's all over you occasionally.
Maybe 2 or 3 months. It wasn't that long ago.
Jazzy's the studio beast. I don't think Tom's
Jazzy's
talking
cute.
About
it. So, yeah, I wouldn't describe her as a
hot
girl.
My eyes aren't that good. Anyway, I'm just messing with you guys. But no, it's true about the clothing. I think I was talking to you before, Ian, about, you know, I know you don't like it, but man, it does make a difference, even though it's superficial. And
yeah, I hear this crap all the time.
I agree with the principle. I'm just saying, yeah. You know.
Yeah, usually I get these comments, and it's not very often that I get them, but every now and then I'll get them that, you need to dress up if you're going to go to the State House, for instance.
We don't need to. I just think it would so much help your case. I'm not saying your noble causes. I do believe in most of what you're fighting for. And, you know, I'd like to see you succeed with every, you know, advantage possible. And if it means put on a suit and tie, how
yeah, I feel
not?
Like that's pandering.
I know you
so
don't.
Let me ask you this question, Tom.
Yeah.
I will wear slacks and a button-up shirt and a jacket, but I don't wear a tie. And I've talked before about why I don't wear ties. Do you think that I should strangle myself and wear a tie? Would that wind up making a state representative listen to me better than me not wearing a tie?
Well, you know, we wore clip-ons on the floor so we wouldn't be strangled by another person and wouldn't feel tight around our neck. So I would advise maybe a clip-on. But yeah.
Well, even the clip-ons make me feel like I'm being choked.
Yeah.
Isn't wearing a clip-on like cheating?
I'll tell you. Well, you know, in a military or paramilitary organization, you don't have the luxury of skirting too many rules, if any. So
sure.
I guess I've been kind of, you know, drilled into that marching man box for quite a while. So I know I get where you're coming from. Listen, my grandfather used to tell my grandmother she couldn't wear turtlenecks because they were strangling him. He didn't like even seeing the thing constricting even on another person. So no, I get where you're coming from. Listen, you were asking last night about these clowns in Chicago. And I couldn't get through because Sarah Rosenberg was on the line squawking about something. By the way, Sarah Rosenberg, you know, you missed your opportunity for free electricity. They were giving it away to the rest of your family in the 50s.
Are you referring to Sarah from New Mexico?
Yeah,
do you actually know her last name, or are you just
all the free electricity you wanted in the 50s, and you missed the time? No, that's not really her name. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were famous communists in the 50s. And if you look into them, you know
not
what I mean by the free electricity.
Gotcha.
So, Tom, what clowns in Chicago were being talked about last night?
Dan was asking about the squawker. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the squawker on the plane, are we sure that wasn't this same person?
Why? Sound effects on the phone.
Do you remember Nancy Kerrigan with the why?
Yeah, I mean, I remember Nancy Kerrigan. She was that ice skater who got
she got her.
Why ad nauseum, and I think we're going to hear this squawker. But anyway, the guys who pulled them off, yes, why were they doing that? What got into these people? Well, there, if you recall, there was a lot of press about them, I guess maybe a year ago, maybe not that long ago, when they were instructed as airport, quote-unquote, police/security, if there was an active shooter, they should run and hide. That was one of their directives.
You're saying, hold on, just to clarify, you're saying the Chicago airport security agents, the Chicago airport cops, were told to run and hide?
Yes. If you missed it, it made a lot of news. That was literally one of their SOPs, one of their standard operating procedures. They don't have guns. Apparently, they get very little to no respect. And my guess is this, in answer to your question of what was going on in their minds, when you've got people like that with some authority but limited and usually abused in a lot of ways, when they get the opportunity to do something, they overreact often. And I think that's exactly what happened. You know, I think, like you said, or one of you said last night, when you're confronted by a police officer, and I've been in situations once in a while like this where I'll ask them politely, you know, is that a request or an order? Because certainly if it's an order, I will follow it immediately. If it's a request, may I consider it? And that is perfectly acceptable. And
I agree. That's a line I'll use with the cops.
A lot of times the police officer will say it's a request, but then they continue to request it very adamantly and say, if you don't comply with the request, I will make you. Well, it's not a request then, is it?
And then you have an idiot police, and I admit that there's a lot of them out there. And unfortunately, you know, I don't know what the deal is. Listen, when I came on, we had parity with the fire department. If I told you what we actually paid as police and firefighters when I joined the force, you wouldn't believe me. And we still got quality people. I don't know what's happening with these clowns these days. I mean, across the nation, I'm not just talking about Chicago. I see bad behavior happening all the time. They're making four or five times what we were making. You know, maybe it's godlessness. I don't know.
Tom,
they want low IQ guys.
It's true.
Yeah, because they're the ones that will just follow orders. Tom, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever is on in your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio is Daryl,
Jay,
and Ian.
And let's go to Skype, where we've got Liberty Lover calling in. Liberty Lover, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
My thoughts right now are based on the issues going on in Syria. Apparently, there's a lot of back and forth between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And what I noticed is during the Republican debates in the primary season, he seemed adamantly against having anything to do with Syria.
Except for when he said that he wanted to go in there and bomb the S out of ISIS.
I don't remember if that was directly related to Syria, but...
Well, that's the fighting with ISIS is primarily in Syria, so you can't really, you know, bomb them without bombing a place inside of Syria.
Well, if I remember correctly, during a GOP debate, he said that that was Russia's job and that they would just pick up the remnants of it.
I don't know. I didn't watch the debates, but I did go to his town hall when he was in Keene, New Hampshire, and I heard him say he wanted to bomb the S out of ISIS.
Wow.
I was sitting maybe 100 feet away from him, so I know that's a thing he said. I got it on video, And the video is somewhere online, and you know, WMUR and CNN and all the networks, they were there as well. But then I heard other people say, you know, like 2 months later, oh, yeah, he's saying that war is bad, so I'm going to vote for the guy that, you know, is now saying war is bad. But if you go back 17 years to prior to the 2000 presidential election, George W. Bush also talked about how horrible nation building was.
Sure did. And then what did he do when he got elected?
Started nation building.
Yeah.
Well, that was most... Yeah,
either these politicians are liars or they're just not in control, and I like to believe both. I feel that the president is not in control, that there's some other whatever.
Some shadowy group telling him what to do.
A deep state, a shadow government, I don't know, reptilians, whatever. Something that just, you know, doesn't allow them, you know, maybe they show them a totally different video of the Kennedy assassination and say, hey, you're going to do what we tell you, this is what's going to happen to you. I don't know, but I believe that, like, if you look at the presidential administration as like a school bus, that the president is not driving it. You know, he's not sitting in the back. He's somewhere in the middle, and there's like this whole network of people and that are more powerful than him just kind of controlling everything. And that's just, I mean, and they're liars or whatever. I'm not really sure, but they're definitely not in control. I don't believe any one man is in control of any of this stuff.
Well, one interesting story going around is apparently the manufacturer of the Tomahawk missiles, Raytheon.
Yes.
Their stock skyrocketed after the bombing, and a little bit of interest people brought up is that Donald Trump had stock in Raytheon.
That's yeah, I have no way of verifying if Donald Trump has stock in Raytheon, if he had stock in Raytheon, but I remember,
sounds
again,
believable.
Back in the... It does sound believable. There are lots of things that sound believable that doesn't make them true.
Sure.
We do know that during the Bush administration that Dick Cheney had, before becoming vice president, had some stock in what was at the time Blackwater and Halliburton, and he sold that stock, but it didn't, you know, cause the rumors to, you know, oh, he still has the stock. That's why he wants the war, because then he winds up causing, you know, the product that this company is selling to be sold, and then the stock goes up. So,
well, Dick Cheney's just evil, so he wants war whether he profits from it or not, right? I mean, that's my assumption.
Well, I doubt that anybody in Washington would be calling for war if they didn't profit from it, to be completely honest with you. I mean, that's the whole purpose of war.
No, there are a lot of people that want wars when they personally don't profit because they like the idea of killing people.
Yeah, these jihadist Republicans I worked with in Colorado, they are always like, we need to nuke them over there.
Right, and they're not making money off of it.
No, yeah, they're not making money off it. They just want to see bloodshed.
That's another little tidbit of hypocrisy I see from a lot of these Republicans. I talk to a lot of them, and they're like, oh, how can you say Trump shouldn't have done what he did? There's innocent women and children dying over there. Yeah, but you don't want them coming over here. Doesn't that mean you're a little bit of a hypocrite? Oh, yeah, because you're afraid of the evil brown people. You know?
Right. And as somebody had pointed out, actually a bunch of somebody's pointed out, should Canada have invaded the United States after Waco? Should Nicaragua have invaded the United States after the Ruby Ridge incident?
Mm-hmm.
Should, you know, Liechtenstein or Luxembourg invaded during the Standing Rock incident last summer, where pepper spray, which is technically a chemical weapon, was used on protesters?
You know, it never. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's a great point. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, it never works when the shoe is on the other foot. It's like we can commit acts of evil all day, but the second it happens to us, oh no, that's a terrible, terrible thing. You know, and this is really controversial, but I don't really have a problem with what Timothy McVeigh did, for example. I saw that as retaliation. From somebody who obviously was upset with our government.
Well, violence isn't going to solve your problem. I mean, if violence is the tool of the state, then you're just lowering yourself to their level if that's what you engage in.
I'm not sure McVeigh even knew what he did. He had an awful lot of help. There was a really good documentary called The Noble Lie. You should check that out if you haven't seen it. But
is that about the second guy?
It's about like the whole wire. There was a woman who said that like the building was like, yeah, had been wired, and like a whole bunch of key people weren't there that day, and he explains the whole cover-up.
And if you actually look at the damage to the building, the part of the building with the deepest cut into it was the furthest point away from where the truck bomb was placed.
And the Air Force replicated the truck bombs with these other buildings somewhere, and they couldn't get anywhere near the same results at all. It didn't even, like, blow out the windows and stuff in these buildings.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so A Noble Lies, really good documentary. You can find it pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. Liberty Lover, any final thoughts?
No, that's good. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Yep, thanks for the call. Let's go to continuing on Skype. It looks like Hung Like Jesus had dropped off because he was on hold because we had two calls there.
Yeah, sometimes it gets confusing for people who are on Skype. Your typical situation when you call a radio show is that when you're on hold, you can hear the show. When Skype has you on hold, you can't hear anything. So some people will think, uh-oh, I've been disconnected. And in point of fact, they haven't been. So.
Yeah. There was a story that I wanted to bring up, and I'll go ahead and tease here. We're big fans of Free the Nipple.
Who isn't Free Talk Live? Well, I guess there are some people who aren't fans, some prudes.
Well, there's actually one of the hosts, Melanie on Monday night. She's not really a fan, but there's some news that seemed to have sort of slipped under our radar for a few weeks. Federal court ruling out of Fort Collins, Colorado, where there were some people that had wound up filing a lawsuit over a local ordinance in Fort Collins. We'll get into that. Hung Like Jesus, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I think you, when that cop that called for the last segment, or the end of the last segment, I don't know if you missed it, what he said about Sarah, or just didn't care. He suggested that Sarah would have enjoyed the 50s, but she could have gotten all the free electricity she wanted. He called her Sarah Rosenberg, and the Rosenbergs were two people accused, convicted of spying and went to the electric chair.
Yeah.
And this is a cop.
Yeah, so the Rosenbergs got free electricity. I was wondering about that free electricity thing.
I totally didn't get that.
Yeah, that went over my head as well.
Because I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, and that, to me, that just exemplifies cops to me. You know, it just...
Yeah.
What is that?
Hold your thought. I think you've got more to say, and I definitely want to hear what you have to say. We'll be back here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thoughts on cops, electric chairs, freeing the nipple? This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, I almost forgot that Easter is right around the corner. And the only reason I remember is because I got an email earlier today from saveatpurse.com reminding me that I don't have to go hunting for savings. You know, because on Easter, you go hunt for Easter eggs.
Yeah.
But with saveatpurse.com, you just go to the site and you can save instantly 5%. Or if you want to wait a little bit, and by a little bit, I mean a couple of hours, possibly a day or two,
yep,
you can save 15, 20, 25% or a little bit more. And again, saveatpurse.com. Now, what you do to get these bigger savings is you have to have an Amazon account. You put things into an Amazon wish list, import the wish list into your account there at saveatpurse.com, and then you fund the account with Bitcoin or another alternative currency using the Shapeshift integration, and someone winds up buying your items from Amazon. You get the items. Amazon gets the full amount. And when you get the items, you go back to Save It Purse, and you say, I have the item. And then the person that bought the items from Amazon gets the Bitcoin, and you get items and savings. Again, you can save 5% instantly. I've saved up to, I've actually saved 33% on an item. Took a few days for it to get picked up, but it was something to where, yeah, if somebody winds up picking it up, fine. If not, yeah, that's fine as well.
Yep.
And I've been using this for over 2 years, done about 55 transactions, saved over $500. Ian, I know you've saved a lot more because you've made a lot bigger item purchases.
Yep, that's right. $1,700 so far.
Save at purse.com. Back to the Skype, where Hung Like Jesus is calling in. And Hung, you were calling in specifically to counter something that a previous caller, Tom in Baltimore, had said, to where he basically alluded to the fact that one of our regular callers from New Mexico, would have enjoyed living in the 1950s and being part of the Rosenberg clan and being electrocuted.
Yeah. You know, I don't have much more after that. It's just, to me, you know, I've never made any secret of how I feel about cops. And to me, you know, it's just, that's just, you know, that just proves it. It just hits the ball home for me. You know, what was that? And this is a person that, I don't know if he's still a cop, but this is a person that goes out. Well, good. He's probably handed it down. But they go out with this attitude. You know, why was that even necessary to even say? If you feel that way.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to defend the violence of some police, but all things considered, Tom's a pretty level-headed caller, in my experience with his calls over time.
I mean, his call started off with just taking digs at you. I don't know if y'all were paying too much attention to this dude.
I was definitely paying attention, just, you know, the reference to the free electricity, that went over my head completely.
It was an anti-communist joke, and it was, you know, in poor taste, as many jokes are. I mean, so...
Yeah. Yeah, compared to Crazy James, he's certainly fairly level-headed. I mean, I would agree with Ian on that.
I think, you know, he's been critical of the police multiple times over multiple calls. So, I mean, he's not the worst cop in the world.
Well, maybe it's me overreacting, but I didn't think it was funny at all. I don't think, you know, Sarah believes what she wants to believe. And if her suggests that she needs to be electrocuted for that, I just don't get it.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was not funny, just like the people that... make the jokes about, and I use the term joke very loosely, the jokes about helicopter rides. Those aren't funny.
Those are jokes? I thought they were being serious.
I really don't know if they're being serious or not. Like, you know, whenever anybody gets called out, oh, it's just a joke. It's just
they
a joke.
They didn't let it too, didn't they? Didn't someone say, you need to take a helicopter ride?
Sure, yeah. Those guys don't like me very much at all. It's pretty entertaining.
I've had people say that about me, and then whenever I say something, oh, it's just a joke.
Oh, if I'm ever on the if I'm ever on Chris Cantwell's show, watching the chat room is, you know, it's just like an S show of hatred. I mean, it's, you know, these are angry people.
That show is degrading into just, it's not even watchable or even listenable anymore.
I wouldn't know. I've never tried. Hung, anyway. Thank you for the call. Always appreciated. Let's go to the phones where we've got Michaela calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona. Michaela, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, as far as the cops go, I was married to one for 8 years.
Ooh,
and he
so
had
sorry.
To be the most racist, lying, deceitful human being I have ever met in my life. And his father is vice mayor.
Wow.
Here. Yeah, and it's a small town, small knit community. And when my son was born, my ex-father-in-law was actually teaching my son how Hitler. And
oh, dear.
Here in this, yeah. And when he was training an officer here in town, he was a field training officer, and he had an African American that he was training, and he wouldn't even give him a chance. He felled him right away.
You cannot say that, and that did get
dumped him out. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. Hey, folks, we're doing a radio show, just to let you know.
Yes, and
that was a great call.
She was listening on the radio, yeah, according to the notes from the board op there.
I wanted to ask her if her husband was a heavy drinker, too. A lot of cops are.
Well, maybe she can
drinkers.
Call back tomorrow and not drop any swear words. And
yeah, a lot of cops do have some form of a vice.
Yep.
But, you know, their vice is okay because it's legal.
Right, even in excess. Totally fine.
Yeah. And that's something that, you know, I've always found sort of disturbing is that, you know, they will claim that the police often claim, well, we don't make the laws. But yet, Ian, you've seen this. I've seen this.
Yeah.
They often go testify to legislators to not repeal bad laws or to pass bad things into law.
They sure
but
do.
We're not making the laws. We're just encouraging the legislators to make really, really bad laws.
Using our position of so-called authority, had the badge, the uniform, the respect that legislators sort of automatically have for that profession, using that influence to sway these legislators to continue stupid stuff like the war on drugs.
Right, and speaking of the war on drugs, there was a legislative committee hearing yesterday to do something called decriminalization of cannabis. And
I'm joke.
Saying something called decriminalization because one of the senators introduced an amendment that would only remove the criminal penalty for the first offense. There would still be a civil penalty. Any subsequent offense would then be a misdemeanor. And even on that first offense, you would still get arrested and taken to jail because, well, we don't know if it's your first offense or not.
He put in an amendment that would basically compromise an already compromised, terrible decrim bill. I mean, the first bill, even if it does pass, is not really something to get too excited about. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's also not like anything that's great either.
Right. So I was in other hearings yesterday.
Yeah.
But I did see a large gathering of police in the back of the room. Did they all testify in opposition?
Surprisingly, no. So I did stay for that entire hearing, and I got it on video. So anybody that wants to see this,
should get the video up this weekend.
No later than this weekend over at the Free Keen YouTube channel. Surprisingly, so the ones you saw in the back of the room, they are common in that state house. They do tend to comment on these issues.
Yeah, the one old guy that's like the president of the Chiefs of Police Association is almost always testifying for why we need more government.
I don't know if he's the president of it, but the head of the Chiefs of Police.
He's some kind of like representative or
chief,
something.
Yeah, he's one of the chiefs. But the head of the Chiefs of Police did testify. He was the only person besides one of the state representatives who testified against the decrim bill. And of course, you know, when he got up, the way he was testifying, you could tell this was going to happen. Like, there's a certain defeatist attitude that the police will get when they know they're beaten on an issue. And these guys have been fighting hard about this for a decade that I've been here.
And I did notice that they did not testify against the commission to study the taxing and regulating.
Yeah, that was also a surprise.
I wonder if the cops are paid when they go testify to state house.
Almost always.
They're on duty. Yeah.
And I think the reason they didn't testify against the commission is because they're given a seat at the table on the commission.
Sure.
So they just want to then tell the commission, here's the reasons we shouldn't regulate, we shouldn't tax. Hour 2, coming up next, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.